Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with not only my lovely co-host, my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
But also in this room is my cousin, Andrew, and my father, Timothy. I've never called you that before in my life. But they're in the room with us. They will not be participating because you cannot hear them. But I'm sure both of them will want to interject something at some point. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am staying a safe distance away from everyone I know.
You are.
She's very annoyed with me because I wouldn't let hugs happen today.
Moms need to hug their kids, but I'm not allowed to hug anybody anymore.
I wiped down all the knobs and the sink handles before you got here, just so you know. I don't know if I have the virus. I don't know if you have the virus. But it ain't getting exchanged if one of us hasn't, one of it ain't. So I'm keeping a 10-foot distance and no touching.
Well, this is not 10 feet yet.
But you know what? Circumstances.
We're not spittling in that direction.
We're spittling into these microphones. I've not touched your microphone. You can touch your microphone.
No, I thought, and then I went, no, don't do that. Not going to do that.
So let's just start with our holidays for today. First, wait.
Okay.
It is my brother's, Christopher's, birthday.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Christopher. Happy birthday, Christopher. He is 30-something years old.
30, am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
37.
Yeah. He's 37. Good job on that. My dad and Andrew are applauding in the background. Also, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
I don't think y'all will be going out and getting drunk.
No, don't.
Don't.
Just
no one's...
Home.
No one's going to be able to show off their cool little green outfits.
You know what? There's next year. Or we can put all the things that we can't do now and just do them all later.
May or June or July is just going to be one big makeup
party
month. Everyone is just going to be all these parties to make up for everything.
That's right.
All right, Mom, do you have the holidays for today?
I do. It's National Artichoke Day.
Oh!
Dip those in butter. Yum.
This is for Monday?
I hope so.
Are you sure these are for Monday? Okay.
Everything You Do Is Right Day.
Everything You Do Is Right Day?
That's what it says.
That is very wrong. National Freedom and Information Day.
Yep.
That's
a
lie.
National Panda Day.
Pandas?
Yes.
I
and
love
it's
pandas.
International Day of Happiness. Oh, and that's on March 20th, but that's in a couple days.
Okay. Oh, we can say what's going to happen
that's
this
an
week.
International
we can give you
thing.
A little.
Yeah.
A little heads up.
We all need a little bit of happiness and chilling out.
Yeah, because we're obviously the coronavirus has taken over the world. The virus itself has not, but the fear, the pandemic, the stress has taken over the world. We all know the terrible things that are happening, and not just the people are getting sick or dying, but it's people are stupidly limited on essential things because idiots and greedy mother effers have bought everything up.
Yeah.
When they shouldn't have. People are losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. People are losing money. A person may be quarantined in a house with their abuser. I saw that on the internet. And I went,
oh, I didn't even think that.
Yeah, because we don't live in it, so we don't think about it. And also, the economy is a crap fest. But that's the one thing Trump is worried about. Don't worry. He's making sure that all the stocks don't completely plummet. So
His
stocks, yes. So he doesn't care if everyone gets sick and dies. He just cares that the stocks stay where they're supposed to be. But there's a million bad things happening. So I want to talk about some good happening among
it. Yes.
So I want to, I'm going to start a thread on this podcast's Twitter account of people doing things that they didn't have to.
I like this.
But it was great that they did because of this whole thing. So first, you know the clothing store Patagonia?
Mm-hmm.
They have closed down their doors, but they're still paying all of their workers their normal pay.
I love that
company. That is a good company. They always do great things. But that was like the first big company I saw who was like, we're closing immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, your shipments are going to get delayed or whatever, but all of our workers will fully be paid no stress. I was like, that's how it should be. Because the freaking, I know we're only supposed to talk about good, but the CEO of Whole Foods was like, you should donate your vacation days to your sick employee partners or whatever, the sick employees. I was like, no, give them paid sick leave, you buttheads. Yeah. Anyway, since the sports all got shut down, that means the arenas all got shut down. It means the people that were working there don't have jobs. So here's a few of the players and team owners who have stepped up. Kevin Love from the Cavs donated $100,000 to people working at the Cavs arena. Zion from the Pelicans vowed to pay all of the workers their normal salary. And he is one of the lower paid basketball players. He's on a rookie contract, so he makes $8 million a year, which is a lot of money, but he's paying everyone's salary. That's amazing. Fantastic. And he's young. He's a young person, so good for him. Rudy Gobert, who was the reason the NBA fully shut down, because he was the first NBA player to catch Corona, he donated $500,000. Mark Cuban, Tony Ressler, and Danny Gilbert are all owners, and they're all paying their arena workers' salary. So those are just some that I know of. Those are some companies and people who are stepping up when they didn't necessarily have to, but it was good and right that they did. And you know what? There was another spin I wanted to put. Let's look at the positives on the coronavirus. It is great for the environment. So cruise ships are shut down.
I thought you were going to say the introverts.
No. Well, yeah, that yes. too. All the introverts are living right now. Yes. The introverts love this. No, but cruise ships are shut down. And how I've talked about on the podcast, those are terrible for the environment. So, and it's like those, sorry if your vacations have gotten canceled or postponed, but we're looking at a positive spin because we already know all of the terrible, negative, whatever. So let's find some silver lining.
Yeah.
So cruise ships, a lot of planes are being grounded because
they don't have passengers.
They don't have passengers. There are ghost planes happening. Yes, Andrew is about to correct me on this. There are ghost planes happening, but I feel like they're going to eventually be like, oh, you don't have to do that. We'll keep your spot or whatever. Because what happens is if a plane doesn't keep its normal flight schedule, they lose their flight spot in like coming in and out of terminals and airports and stuff. So they had to keep flying ghost planes with no passengers to keep their spots. Wow. But now that's going to start being like, you don't have to fly. You're fine. But a lot of planes were getting grounded because they didn't have to keep their spot. And then a lot less people driving. So a lot less cars going.
Well, people, the delivery cars are increasing.
Well, yes, but the people sitting in 5 o'clock traffic because everyone's like working from home.
Yeah.
So you can drink your drink. She's trying really hard to drink her drink in a very strange manner.
Well, the thing was in the way.
Okay. So I was just thinking, okay, so less cars, less planes, less cruise ships.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's a little happier, even though she got us with this virus. She says, suck it. But thanks. So that's really all I wanted to.
Here's another silver lining.
Oh yeah, tell me.
So we're supposed in California anyway. We're supposed to stock up for 2 weeks for earthquakes.
Oh.
So this will help, I think, maybe
remind people.
Remind people that
they should have done that.
So when this is over with,
or maybe someone's earthquake kit was about to expire.
That's right.
And so they're using that.
Yeah.
There you
or
go.
Or some people are using the earthquake kit.
Guys, also leave stuff on the shelves for people.
So you don't need 12 of everything. Just take one or two. It'll be there when you restock the shelves.
I was out of paper towels. I went. There were 6 rolls left. I took 2 because I know I can make 2 last 2 weeks.
Yep. And you can use half of what you normally use.
Oh, yeah. We've cut down on all of our uses. That bidet is getting its work in.
Thank you for the bidet.
Yes. My tushy is cleaning my tushy. And then also clean subways are happening. Also, the coronavirus made us realize that the government could be doing things, but just hasn't been, like cleaning our public transportation, and they have the ability to give us free medical treatment and they just don't. So it's opening some eyes.
And some stores are doing their part in wiping down their counters a lot.
Yes. So I saw a tweet. It was like, I love that I'm giving emails from Bed Bath & Beyond about what we're doing about the coronavirus. So like, yes, because that's what I want to read right now. That's what I'm worried about. What's Bed Bath & Beyond doing?
Well, so, I like that because the employees are stuck there and coming in contact with the
obviously they need to be doing something, but it's like that's not on my forefront. I didn't need to wake up to an email, but I appreciate that they are doing something. Also, unsubscribe from your email chain.
Gotta get those codes, those 20% off.
You get those mailed. I didn't even sign up for it, and I'm getting them in my mailbox. So
they come in the P.O. box, too.
They do? They oh, do. You're stocking up, aren't
I
you?
I am. I have a big stock for when I go shopping again someday.
And you just do the individual sales. I've been trying not to cut back on my spending. During this, because I like, we do go to small markets every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like once a week, we go to a small market in the town because they've got some stuff that we like. Mm-hmm. So we did go there and like buy more than we normally do to keep, because my.
But you didn't clear the shelf.
No, like, I didn't clear the shelf. Yeah. I was like, I wouldn't normally buy chips here. I will buy these chips here. But it wasn't, I'm not buying all of the chips on the shelf, right. You know? So I'm trying to keep, you know,
level head
and keep people's businesses still going, because my business could be affected. No, well, if the economy tanks, I won't get brand deals and ads as much. But for right now, I'm cruising. So I'm going to spread the wealth. That's what Obama, sure. 2008. What did I want to talk about? Mm. Oh, this past week, if you are quarantined in your house and are looking, I'm late on the trend. Everyone's already watched this. But the past week, I watched Love is Blind, my favorite trashy reality TV show now. There's only one season, but people are asking, like, what do I watch? Because we're all home. Welcome to my life. I tweeted this. What's today? Saturday? Saturday morning, I tweeted, well, you're all about to experience my life, because I was homeschooled, which all of the kids are homeschooled now, and I work from home, which all you are about to do. So you're about to see why I am the way I am. I'm an expert at this. The only thing that's really bumming me out this week that's making my life different is that it's raining here. So I can't do any of my projects. But guys, if it's not raining, there's 1,000 things you could do at your house.
1,000 things.
1,000 things. Just maybe I should make a video on how to entertain yourself.
You should.
Because I'm an expert.
And how to entertain your dogs.
Yes.
You can't go outside or don't want to go outside in the rain.
Oh, yeah. You just play mind games with them. That sounds wrong. But I've been playing hide and seek. work their brains. Yeah. Right now, Blaze is obsessed with hide and seek. I have a stuffed animal that isn't a dog stuffed animal, but he's always won it. It's been on a shelf. So what I do is I make him sit in the office and wait. He's not allowed to move until I say so. I hide the stuffed animal in the living room. I say, okay, find it. He runs out and he has to find it. He has to use his nose, his mind, and he has to obey my commands or else he's not allowed to play. So we play that.
It's adorable.
Oh, yeah. He's gotten real good at it. Snoop will only do it really with treats.
Smart dog.
He has a harder time with the wait. He's like, no, but I want to see what you're doing. So he's a little harder, but it works his brain more, actually. So he's trying to listen. All right, let's talk about some actual things happening on... The only thing, really, I could see happening on the internet this week, this whole episode is just like... It was trying to find something other than the coronavirus to talk about.
Right.
But that's all anyone's talking about. But don't worry, Trisha Paytas has our back. Trisha Paytas, do you know this? I doubt you do.
I haven't heard
Trisha anything. Paytas announced... that she has multiple personality disorders. So she has the multiple personality disorder. So she did a video where she introduces you to her alters.
Okay.
She does say she is self-diagnosed, mm-hmm. and that no professional has ever diagnosed her with anything before. Okay. So I love Trish. Y'all know my feelings on Trish. She does some stupid stuff, but as a whole, as someone I've met her. She is a good person. She just trolls like crazy, and then she works things out by talking to the internet about it. So I think this was something she was just working out, but I'm not her or a professional. But
you do have a degree in psychology.
I do. So I'm not a professional, but I'm knowledgeable. So Trish claims Her shell is Trish, mm-hmm. and Trish, when one of her alters isn't out, just takes the form of whoever she's hanging out with. Okay. So if you've met people like this,
yes.
who just act like who they're around.
Yes.
I've met people like this. They're usually yes people. They mm-hmm. will agree with whatever you say. And then, so you can tell if one of these people where you, my favorite thing is to not give them my opinion, but ask theirs before they know mine. So this is my favorite thing to do. When I realize I've met one of these people, you'll see them go into an extreme anxiety attack because they don't know panic. Which answer to give you. Because you have to just monitor, like, hey, what do you think about this? and just pick up something random, and then they'll look at you to see if you like it or not, and they can't figure it out, and it stresses them out. That's my favorite game to play. But anyway, she says that her other alter is Trixie, who is Trish's twin. T is another person who is, she says, not of this world and has no gender, but is super confident and the protector. There are twins, Tyson, who's super sensitive, and Tyranny, who is catty, a liar, gay, and slutty. And then Tabolter, I feel? And Tabolter has an eating disorder, and he binge eats, and his personality is food. This was about 10 minutes into a 20-minute video, and then I got distracted and stopped watching. So those are the only alters I heard of. I think it's cute that they all have T names. Mm-hmm. They're all going with the T's. But that's what we know. She's going with the T's. And there is one just called T. So that's Trish's moment right now. And that was really the only thing I could find that was like happening on the internet. Someone was like, talk about the Trish drama. And I was like, oh, what Trish drama? There's always Trish drama. What'd she post now? I love her. But in other news, a rare Nintendo PlayStation console sold for $360,000 at an auction.
Whoa.
This, ladies and gentlemen, I've decided will make me never throw anything away ever again. Old phones, iPods, laptops, computers, toys, stuffed animals, never.
I'm saving those Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies, worthless, because everyone is saving the Beanie Babies. But like, I am no longer exchanging my iPhones. I'm going to keep all my iPhones. I'm going to keep all my iPods, my laptops, and my computers. Because in like 50 years, you know, the hipsters then are going to be like, oh, I have the iPhone 6. Like, it doesn't work, but it's what, Andrew? Andrew's got something.
What was rare about it?
What was rare about what?
The thing that sold for it's, a gazillion
dollars. I don't know. I think it was probably one of the first ones or something. He asked what was rare about the Nintendo. I don't know, but it said a rare one. So are you thinking? Do you have $360 thing? $360,000. Something else did happen on the internet. Joe Biden attempted his first virtual town hall, and it was a disaster. So there is a presidential campaign thing happening right now. Mm-hmm. And because we can't have mass gatherings,
right,
they're trying to do everything via video.
Why was it a disaster? Because it didn't work?
It was 3 hours late. There was no audio for the first part, and then he had to restart his speech. They replaced his mic with a smartphone at some point because the audio was so bad. The audio was so bad that they were like, the mic sucks. They literally put a smartphone in front of him and used that as a mic.
Wow.
And then when it was time for questions, people like Skyped in for their questions. People's things weren't working. One person couldn't unmute themselves. And then when he did start getting good questions, he kept walking out of frame. And at one point he goes, am I in frame? And they're like, no. He just kept walking around as if he were on stage. It was a mess. And I just feel really bad for the fact that this is like, they didn't plan for this. And mm-hmm. This is how it has to happen now. But I mean, I guess it shows how they act in these situations. I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious. And you'd think it's 2020. They'd be able to figure out how to get a video conference thing mm-hmm. happening. Like, just get on Twitch. Just put a camera and a thing. And they said that would be on, they said it would be on Facebook, but it didn't show up. And then when it finally did, it was only for like the last 8 minutes and then it went dark.
Oh no.
That was just a mess. Another thing I saw on the internet this week, Bill Gates stepped down from the Microsoft board, and he just said that he wanted to spend more time doing other things and mm-hmm. being a philanthropist or whatever. So respect, wasn't that big a deal. He'd been slowly distancing himself from the company for a while, so it wasn't like, what are we gonna do? It's like, okay, about time. And the last thing I have is that YouTube ditched the trending tab for the explore tab on mobile. So
I don't know what you just said.
It was a lot of words. It was a lot of big words. A lot of big words. So on the YouTube, the app,
yes,
there's a trending tab. So like, there's a trending button.
Okay.
They got rid of the trending button and it replaced it with an explore button,
which is the same.
No, it's
it's different. Okay.
I don't know what it's just, you explore random things, and trending is like what YouTube's like. It's trending right now. YouTube trending page is a joke. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute joke. That doesn't. It's it's chosen by people who work at YouTube.
Oh.
It's not what's actually trending. It's what people at YouTube are like, hey, I like this video, and they put it up there. So it's just completely random and has nothing to do with anything. So it's more of an explorer than anything else. Before we move on to the topics you guys want me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter, we're going to talk about our sponsor for today. Support for all things internet comes from the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. With the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you'll earn unlimited 5% back at Walmart online. That's 5% back at Walmart online when you grab new shades for your beach trip, new boots for your hiking trip, or noise-canceling headphones when you need some vacation me time. You'll also earn 2% in Walmart stores, restaurants, and travel, and 1% on everything else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One. All right, I only have one thing in the topics you guys wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter, and that was Smallish Sam says, just a friendly reminder that even though the coronavirus is here, we still all need to do our taxes, at least in the U.S.
Yes, we do.
We can't forget that it's tax season. Because I feel like a lot of people are going to forget. Andrew's shaking his head. You think the government should postpone taxes or not do them this year? You know, Andrew just hates them. that happens. All right. Game for today.
Okay, what's our game?
I don't know.
Oh,
let me go grab Mad Gab. Hold on.
All right.
We actually are going to play 5-second rule. So we have 5 seconds to say what? I forgot. I don't know what I'm even playing.
How many cards you get or something?
Oh, yeah. First person to 3 cards wins.
Okay.
Go.
Name 3 ingredients in chocolate chip cookies.
Flour, sugar, butter.
Okay. So now we do the next one?
No, now that's mine. So leave this it on the counter.
That's yours.
No touching. Now I do it to you.
Oh, okay.
What side did you do?
I did the red side.
Did the red side? Okay. Name 3 kitchen utensils.
Spatula. Knife. Paring knife.
Okay. I'll give it to you, but that was a little much.
Well, I'm in the kitchen all the time. What is my problem? It was the stress, the panic.
I felt like I was very calm. I think usually it's stressed out because I act stressed, but I was very calm throughout that. So you have some issues, Mom.
I have some issues.
Go.
Name 3 yoga poses.
Downward dog, eagle, warrior.
I wouldn't know if any of those were right.
It's not Corona. Okay. Name 3 things you might find in the bedroom.
A bed, a pillow, and a dresser.
There you go.
Thank you for giving me an easy one.
You're welcome.
All right, Rachel, name 3 things with zippers.
Pants, jackets, a dog vest.
What? Okay.
Okay, that's 3, but I gotta give you 3. All right. What? These are...
I know.
These... No.
Some
no.
of these, none of us no. in the world would know.
Minor league baseball teams? I couldn't name one. No, that only if I was playing with Andrew. Yeah, well, okay, let's try this. This is hard, but also easy. Name 3 pizza chains.
Pizza Hut, Shakey's, and Rusty's.
Well, you did it!
Bam.
It's Rusty. I guess if Rusty has multiple places, so it is a chain. Should we play until one person gets one wrong? Or doesn't make it?
Well, I don't know. These are hard.
Okay, give me
you
a hard one.
Flip to the other side?
No, give me a hard one. But it has to at least, I have to know about it.
You'll know these. I wouldn't.
Okay,
ready?
Go.
Name 3 Netflix original series.
Haters Back Off, Love is Blind, Stranger Things.
Whoa! This is where I go down.
Name 3 college majors.
Psychology, music, criminal psychology. Is that the same
thing? That was, yes, that's the exact same thing. You lose.
Business. Business.
No, it's over. Criminal psychology? Is that even a major?
No, what's the
criminal name? Justice.
That's it. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, God. So you just named Colleen's in my major and the major I actually wanted to do. What's the one that you would have done for me? Oh, it was 3 penalties in football. Andrew said, what's the one you would have done with me? Three penalties in football. All right. Let's move on to the questions. I wrote down a lot because I knew there wasn't much many topics to talk about today.
Right.
And I didn't want to be just a podcast about coronavirus.
Thank you. Sometimes it's nice just to step away and breathe and think of other things.
Burp into a microphone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Capital One, for sponsoring. Heather wants to know, how are you celebrating Christopher's birthday? We're not. We were. Today is Saturday when we're recording this. We were going to have a party at my sister's, but Jessica said, we're not going to have a mass gathering. We went,
with our family, it is a mass gathering.
Yes, our family. And Colleen was like, it's illegal to have gatherings of more than 100 people, so we wouldn't be able to have one legally. So that got canceled. I'm sure if in April everything calms down, we'll have a combined Christopher, Jessica, Rachel, or May, or doesn't matter when. We'll have a huge combined thing.
I will be calling him.
Well, yeah, I'll text him. I'll put a little thing on some sort of social media.
Of course.
Shout out to Gifted Guitars. He's the one that gave me this guitar. If you didn't watch last episode, there's a guitar in the middle of us that Christopher did. Gracie says, how are the dogs? Any stories about them? Snoop ate his collar.
Well, you let him.
I didn't let
you
him.
You provided it for
I
him to
set
eat.
Him up for failure instead of success. So the dogs have been going crazy because it's been raining here in LA. It's going to be raining here for the next week and a half, I guess. And it's been raining here for half a week. So my dogs play outside. They go hard outside. And you can't when it's raining. We still go on walks, but it's not enough. What are you looking at me? What are you looking at him for? All smug.
There was no smug.
No,
there's
a
smug.
You
I
looked over. I'm
Andrew.
Talking. I'm
I
talking.
Smiled.
I'm talking. You look over at Andrew and go.
I did not.
Yeah, I have a camera pointed at your freaking face.
It was just a smile. Well, I'm not going to look at him and frown.
Why are you looking at him?
Because he's in the room.
I'm talking.
What are we talking about? Rain, L.A. What
Snoop
stories?
Anyway,
Snoop's,
going crazy. Blaze is really good at playing with me inside. He's really good at wrestling. Snoop has not figured that out. So Snoop has a bunch of built up energy. I put him in the crate for the night. I took off his collar and I left the collar in the crate and I forgot. And I walk back out an hour later because I'm fiddling around. I should be in bed, but I'm not. I look over and there's just bits of plastic spewing out of the crate. I was like, what is happening? I go over there. He ate. It's a plastic clip to clip the collar together. He chewed the whole thing up and he just looked at me as proud as could be. And I was like, you butthead, I can't even be mad at you. I basically left a toy in your crate and left you unattended. Luckily, I had an old collar Blazes that I stuck on him and I was like, ha, gotcha. Deal with that. So that's the only dog story. They are going crazy, but they're really happy because my parents and Andrew are here today and they like to play with them. So
especially Andrew,
he lets them lick his face. All right, Red Shoes 72 says, "Have you guys ever been to Australia?" Yes, we both went together
at the same time.
At the same time, and then I went again. So I've been twice for VidCon Australia.
Right,
one time with Teeny, my friend Teeny. Gracie says, "Is the time change throwing you off?" I've been so confused this week. No, it didn't throw me off. I was tired the first day, obviously, but I expected that.
Yeah,
and then my dogs quickly adjusted. They start their day when I wake up. So when I wake up, I say that's what time it is.
I think if we were on, if we had regular 9 to 5 or
oh, then
to
I would have been thrown off.
Then we would be very, or school.
Yeah.
We very thrown
I did
off.
Get to sleep in a little bit because of me. So it was fine. I didn't really care. But hey, use this quarantine time to readjust yourself.
That's right.
Slowly wake up a little earlier every day and you'll be fine. Go to bed a little earlier. Alicia says, or asks, are you going to be doing a P.O. Box birthday opening this year? You know how we do the P.O. Box video every year?
Yes, we do.
I don't think that's the smartest.
I don't think so, because I probably won't be going to the P.O. Box to collect it.
Yes. Also, I just, not that I think y'all have cooties, but y'all might have cooties. So,
or anybody in between.
Or anybody in between. I don't think we should be shipping a bunch of stuff back and forth. I will say, I'm probably going to set up a thing where I say, I want you to donate to these places.
Yeah.
I think we'll do that this year. And then if you send me, a screenshot that you've done it, I'll probably do a video or,
That's
saying
nice.
All you guys' name, thanking you guys. I think I'm going to, pick 5 different places and so you can choose.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that instead of the P.O. Box this year.
I think that's a good idea.
Just, you know, so your money doesn't go to me, it goes to other places, yeah, and no germs get in the mix. Ellie last year donated to some, she like adopted some animals last year for my birthday, and that's what made me think about doing this. So I was like, oh, I love that she did that. I think, yeah, that will, I'll do that this year to just have people do that. Sheldon asks, what keeps you motivated to continue making videos and podcasts besides the money? I don't want a different job. That's what it is. I can't imagine having a different job.
You like being your own boss.
I love being my own boss. I cannot have another. I can't go back to having a boss. I would if I had to. But that's what keeps me motivated to work, yeah, is because if I didn't, I'd have to go do a job I didn't want to do. Yeah. So, you know.
But you'd make the best of it if you had to.
Well, obviously, yeah. I'm a good worker. If I have to work, I'll work. I'll just might complain about it while I do it. Mondler 94 Ballinger asks, what are your guys' Easter plans? We don't plan that far ahead. Also, who knows?
Who knows what we'll be doing at Easter time?
We don't know. We have no idea.
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet. Let's flatten the curve.
We're just...
So it might take a little longer, but that's fine. And then the last question we have today. This is a short podcast. Sorry, guys. There is not much news to talk about.
Yeah.
Sorry, but Maud asks, what has always been your dream dog? What breed? Rottweiler.
Yes.
I grew up with a Rott.
Yep.
And so I always loved it. But when I came time to for me to get a dog, Rots are like a purebred. Everyone's excited to own one. And pit bulls are just filled in the shelters, mm-hmm, and whatever. So I just went and was like, well, big dog. I don't care. So I got a pit bull and a mutt. So that's what I got. Is Rottweiler your favorite?
That's my favorite breed. I would not be able to have another big dog after the dog I have right now.
Yeah.
A lab. I'd have to get a small one.
Yes.
Some kind of mutt.
You don't care?
So they don't knock me over.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Blaze, I had white dogs, whatever. They see my mom or my mom comes to the house or we go to her house. They have to stay leashed because they just get excited when they see her. And whether they're jumping or just going over to sniff her, they can knock her down. So I have to leash them so they don't knock her down.
Well, the rat that I had wouldn't knock me down, but she would herd me. Like if you're going on a walk,
yeah,
she's a herding dog. Herding.
Yeah, you were saying it right.
Yeah. Cattle.
Oh, I knew what you were saying. That's why I knew you were saying it right.
Right.
H-E-R-D?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she would herd me along. Now, see, if I had a dog doing that now, it could
knock me over. Yes. My dogs push me every once in a while, but I don't fall over. You know, if I'm older, I probably would.
Well, you have more stability than I do.
I'm sturdy. Andrew, do you have anything news-wise to add? Waiting on Andrew to talk.
The good thing, I know, well, it's not a good thing because it should be a thing anyway, but there's a couple internet providers that are providing...
Free internet?
Not free internet, but they're not having data caps.
Oh, that's good because people are working from home and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Internet people stepping up. Good job. Dad, do you have anything to add?
No payroll tax.
No payroll tax. My dad is excited. There is no payroll tax. So I'm an idiot. Does that mean that you aren't taxed or your employer isn't taxed?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Hopefully he gets more money. All right. That's fine. More money for everybody.
I hope.
But that's it. If you know a freelancer that needs a job and you have some extra money to spare, give them a job and help out the people around you. Don't be a dickhead and steal all the things off the shelves when you don't need all those things.
Just remain calm.
Stay, you know, don't breathe on people. Don't shake hands. Wash your hands.
Apparently, don't hug.
Don't hug. Sorry, Mom. Gotta get close to hug and touch. It's the two no-nos. I'm sorry. I will hug the crap out of you.
I'm gonna take you up
when this is over. We'll just cuddle.
We're gonna have a day.
You know what? We'll have a cuddle.
Let's have a cuddle fest.
We'll have a cuddle. All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening to us. And hey, if you're bored this next few weeks, watch my stuff. My TikTok is doing well. My TikTok account. I'm like, y'all are bored. TikTok views are going up.
Funny, Rachel.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you, Capital One Walmart Rewards, for sponsoring this. And Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger. And this has been all things internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.